Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katiel Blad. Parashat Truma, Offering. Week 19, Seix Aliyah. Build an altar of acacia wood, 3 cubits high. It is to be square, 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits wide. Exodus 27, verse 1. What does the altar symbolize? The altar is a place of encounter between the eternal and man. On the altar, something valuable is sacred for the eternal. If the body of a righteous person corresponds to the cord of the tabernacle, then what does the altar symbolize? The altar symbolizes the surrender of all the parts of our bodies to full service to the eternal. Your body was created to serve Him 24/7. Paul expressed it like this in Romans 6:12-13 and Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather, offer yourselves to God as those who have been through from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is the spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. The altar also represents our prayer life. There are two altars in the tabernacle, one on the court, which represents prayer life in the body, and another in the sacred place, which represents prayer life in the soul. The one who surrenders his tongue to pray in unknown languages supernaturally by the Eternal, the Spirit of the Most High, what is commonly known as speaking in tongues, is offering sacrifices on the altar of the cord of his body. The one who prays with understanding his own words or with a prayer book is offering sacrifices on the altar of gold in the sacred place of his soul. Both kinds of prayers are necessary for the good functioning of our service to the eternal. It is written in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, "What shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my mind." Dear disciple of the Messiah, let the Eternal fill you with His Ruach, His Spirit, and speak in tongues by the Spirit every day. In that way, you'll be strengthened in your inner man, and your spirit will get strength to take control over your life, so you will have power over the Yetzer Hara, that is, the evil inclination. Hazak uva'uch, be strong and blessed. Shalom.